But, you know, Chad writes books and he goes to these conferences and he talks about all of these religious beliefs. He talks about his premonitions. He talks about things that he thinks he can predict. Do you believe him? You don't have to. You don't have to believe anything he stands for. Nobody does. But he has a right to talk about it. And he has a right to say what he wants to say. And that's one of the distinctions, folks. Requires, involves an agreement. It requires an agreement. You don't get to the overt acts. You don't get to all of the things the prosecutor has said about all of the things these people have done until you establish that Chad Daybell, by evidence and testimony in the last 2 months, has shown that there's been an agreement between him and Lori, him and Alex, or anyone else. There's no agreement. Show me the text message that says there's an agreement. Show me the text message that says this is what we're going to do. You were shown some things to talk about plans. Yeah, the plans of the 144,000. The plans of putting together this village of people to help all of these people out and do all of this. Traditional Mormon faith beliefs. Traditional Mormon faith beliefs. Those traditional Mormon faith beliefs that also included things like celestial marriages, being able to marry someone in the celestial realm and do that, going to a temple and saying, up there, I'm allowed to get married in the celestial because that's what we were taught. That's traditional. I'm allowed to do all of these things. Now, whether you agree with that or not, it doesn't matter. But if you have a core set of beliefs and those are things you believe in, that's not a crime. The crime only comes into play. The crime of conspiracy involves an agreement to commit a crime. You should only consider the evidence against the defendant Chad Guy Daybell in this case and should not speculate as to any other case or legal proceedings involving alleged co-conspirators.